says volumes, and most of you know that Betty's husband was a client of our firm, and Betty, because of the way he was taken care of when he was disabled, and I don't want to put words in her mouth, but I think I remember the story, Betty decided to join our company, and the rest is, as they say, is history. And Jody, so proud of Jody on the West Coast. Jody came in with a strong second. She did over $3,000 on Saturday and ended up the week with over almost $6,500 in revenue. So Jody, 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 we're all proud of you. Congratulations, and I'll be hearing from you and Betty as the meeting goes on to share some of your thoughts, but congratulations. And Sylvia, I think Sylvia's on or will be on very shortly. Sylvia did over $1,700 on Saturday to top off her week with over $5,100 in business on Saturday. So Sylvia, congratulations to you. And Christian, so solid, so committed, so dedicated as a senior partner, as well as Sylvia, of course, is. Christian did over $4,400 for the week. And Dorota, new member of our team, was really getting the mojo. I guess that's the right word. Getting in her understanding, her confidence, as well as her competency. And Dorota, with five sales this week, with over $4,300 to almost $4,400 in business this week. Well done, Dorota. And Gonzo, thank goodness you're coming back from sick bay. Gonzo also had COVID, I believe, and he has been down, but he has never been out, and he came back this week and feeling better. He went out on Saturday, did over $2,100 in business, and topped off this week, total week, with over $4,000 in business, almost $4,200 in business. And Sam, a new member of our team, I believe, under Jack's tutelage, under Jack's leadership, I brought in over $2,200 this week. Congratulations. And Ruth, well done again this week. And Jack, who got COVID, hasn't been feeling well, and now we know why. Jack, just, we're so proud of you, Jack. Saturday, $1,340, which that you did all your business Saturday, which is much more fun to do it on Monday. Sometimes, Jack, it comes at the end of the week. But as long as you have that stick-to-itiveness and that perseverance and that focus, it all gets done. So over $20,000 was written on just that one day in business with you leaders and you professionals in the field. And I just wanted to do a shout-out and tell you how proud I am of each and every one of you. And I think I mentioned Ruth. I hope I mentioned Ruth. And again, I appreciate all you do and your productivity. And I don't have the entire list, just because I get this list early on Monday morning, and sometimes it isn't done perfectly because it's not double-checked. But it's close enough to at least give a recognition. And I just, as I said in the newsletter, I went on to say, I made a toast, because most of you know I don't take liquor. I used green tea. But actually, I really did it with my power smoothie, because, you know, I use protein powder and all kinds of fruits and vegetables. But I said, to your great health, to your happiness, and to your prosperity. And I really mean that from all of us, to each and every one of you. We've had a great year, and we're going to have a phenomenal year next year. But each and every one of you, many of you, have done brilliantly well this year. So I'm going to begin with the newsletter. And because it's pretty important. And Betty, because you did such a beautiful job. Betty, I believe, is this your record week, Betty, or am I short?
I think my record week was around 18,000.
Okay. Well, you're entitled to tie your record or break it if you so choose to do so, anytime you want to. But Betty, almost 13,000, excuse me, 341 is a very good week. So Betty, I'm going to start the newsletter by sharing some thoughts, and I'd just like your opinion, just your opinion. It says this in the newsletter that all of you received, hopefully you all received it. We all can agree that our brains are amazing. We can each accomplish so much with our lives by each taking time to understand how our brains continue to serve us very well for our entire lives. Science, for over a century now, science, Betty, has proven that when you continuously repeat an activity, your repetition of that activity over time, becomes a habit. This habit is created by our brains in a process called neuroplasticity. We all know that. This is simply repeating an action over and over. A new brain wave is formed inside your brain in about 66 days. Now, Betty, why is that so important to have that knowledge that our brain, by continually doing something over and over again, sets a new brain wave, and that becomes a habit, and we continue to live with that habit? Why is that so important to even have that knowledge? Betty Hamilton, again, led the pack this week. Led the pack, I'm sorry to use that word. Led the organization this week with over 13,000. Your thoughts on that question, Betty Hamilton.
Well, Jerry, thank you. I find it very funny about the brain, because I don't know, many of you know that I battled an injury and later ended up with post-concussion syndrome. So my brain always doesn't work very well.
So Betty, anyway, let me ask you, Betty, excuse me, was that from a professional football accident on the field?
Well, no, it was actually from the lift gate of my car at work, but anyway.
We watched in the football game last night, and they were talking about concussions. Go ahead, Betty, I interrupted.
Yeah, so definitely it's something that I work on with repetition and going over different our sales guide, our presentation, our approach, saying it back and forth to myself, because I need to, just to keep it in my head. I know Joel can contest that I can go out there and all of a sudden have a bleep and not be able to remember what I was saying and have to kind of realign myself. But trusting the system is huge, and having the confidence to go out and do what we need to do. John talks about it all the time, about getting into the habit, going out and doing your approaches, knowing your emotional stories, because logic makes sense, emotion makes the sale. And that's why I love Landmark so much, because my previous occupation, I was expected to, as a store manager in a lot of retail chain, that I had to work 80, 100 hours a week to get my job done. That's what I had to do, and I lost focus on, I had no work-life balance. And the great thing about Landmark is I can go out and do my job 5 days a week or 6 days a week or 7 days a week and know the track and do what I need to do. But when it comes time for family, I know I can be there for my family now. I whether as a daughter, mother, wife, grandmother, sister, whatever, I can be there. And we've had a lot of accidents and sickness in our family this year, and it's been very, very difficult. And one note was, we lost my brother-in-law 6 weeks ago. And yesterday, I spent a bit of time with my sister-in-law. And she was a Lynn secretary. She retired in March while looking after her husband while he was sick. And she fought lupus. And anyway, we noticed something was wrong at the funeral. Sorry to kind of get off track there, but it was discovered that she had a fall on Tuesday. And they did a CAT scan and revealed that she's had multiple mini strokes. And it's called caused aggressive dementia. And now her two children have the decision that they have to put her in a long-term care. And so this program is so important to me, especially for accident and sickness, in knowing that we can do what we need to do for our clients to make sure that they're protected. And that's why I love Landmark so well. I'm really excited. My son is coming home on the weekend for Christmas. And so I wish everybody happy holidays, and I'll go back to you.
Thank you, Betty. And I'm condolences for the loss of your family, but your commitment to excellence is much appreciated. You take care of yourself, you take care of those you love, and you have time to do so. And at the same time, you maintain a high standard of excellence in your profession. It's a balance that takes some time to learn, but we can do it all. We are physically capable of doing it all when you have that balance. When you are passionate about what you do, I've been asked many times, why do I continue doing what I've been doing? It's been 62 years, because I don't think what I do is work. I love it. And if you love what you do, why would you not want to do what you love? Because if I retired, what if I don't like retirement? So I don't want to do something I don't think I'm going to like. You traded for something that I do love very much. And I appreciate your thoughts, Betty, very, very much. And I'm going to ask Jody. Jody, we're so very, very proud of you. All you do, you strive so hard. You're such a top professional, almost 6,500 in business this week. I don't think that's your record week, but I'm just so proud. And you did over 3,000 of that on Saturday. So 3,000 was done on Saturday, and the rest was done during the week. So, Jody, can you hear me?
I can. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Congratulations. Yes, I hear you fine. I'm going to read something to you, Jody, from the newsletter, and I want you to know how much we all appreciate all you do, and just as importantly, what you stand for. You have such high standards of personal and professional excellence. I'm going to read this. And we just, it's sort of a carryover what I just read to Betty and had her share her thoughts. It says this. For example, this is an example. Consistently making 5 presentations every day until 20 are made in your work week. In a short time, your activity becomes a habit, a successful habit. Your willingness to make 20 presentations each work week, which is based on 5 a day, becomes your fail-safe success habit. Why did we use the word fail-safe success habit? From your point of view, the multi-talented and exceptional professional, Joe.
Well, I'll just say it real briefly. If you're not doing your 5, you're not relying on the system that's worked for 50-plus years. If you're doing 3, you're falling short by 2. If you're doing 2, you're falling short by 3. And Greg constantly says to me, work smart, work smart. And that takes time to understand because you could, you know, do a lot of approaches, but if you're not getting that book open and you're not assuming, you don't get to do your job. So you can be running around and doing a whole bunch of nothing and a whole bunch of something that doesn't amount to what you should be doing, period. So 5 presentations a day solves all your problems. I'll throw it back to you. I wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, and that's that.
That's that. Well, that's a lot, Jody, because you just try so hard and you continually set such high standards for yourself. And when you set such high standards, that you have done since the day I met you, this is a number of years now, you always give your best. Wow. To be your best all the time takes discipline, and you have that discipline. I'm very proud of you. I'm going to have Sylvia, senior partner, ladies and gentlemen, senior partner Sylvia, who earned it, first woman full partner in our corporate structure, but she's the beginning and led and opened up the door for so many of you gals who would love to be an equity owner of our business. So Sylvia, first of all, can you hear me? I don't see you're on. Sylvia, are you there? I got so many names, so you'll forgive me. I'm going. Okay. So anyway, I'll just give her the recognition. Sylvia on Saturday wrote 1745, but her total for the week was over $5,100, almost $5,200 in business. So congratulations to Sylvia. We're very proud of you. I'm going to throw it over to another senior partner, the man who sets the pace week after week, professional. Christian, can you hear my work? Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you, Jerry.
Christian, I am so impressed with you and am proud of you from you don't like the word professional hockey player, but from my point of view, when you're paid to play hockey, you're a professional hockey player, and you did a heck of a job, first class, 5-star, and you joined our team under the tutelage of our president, and you've risen to such high levels of excellence. You're an equity partner, senior partner. So, Christian, I'm going to read something to you, and I know you're a reader. Besides being a top professional, you're a reader. You read a great deal. So I'm going to read this to you, and I'd like your opinion. It says this, Christian. Since 1971, our average representative across Canada was 13 presentations a week. And our consistently top producers, men and women across Canada, made 20 a week. The difference between that 13 and 20 is 7 presentations a week. 7 presentations to become and stay consistently a top producer every week. Jody just alluded to that. Those who follow this proven success system, Christian, of 5 presentations daily to equal 20 for the week, all became consistently successful, and many who desired leadership became equity partners in the business. I'd like you to address those thoughts and how they relate to you as a professional, as a senior leader, as an exceptional individual with very high professional standards.
Yeah, well, your signed professional hockey card is in the mail, Jerry, so I don't know if I'll get paid for it or not. But, you know, you described my career, like this business. You know, I'd never been in business, a lot of people know, never been in sales. And you don't know what you don't know, but I guess because I'm lucky to have parents that instilled a sense of self-confidence in me, I was okay just to set my ego aside and say, these people know best. This is their business. They've been successful at it. I'm going to trust that if I do what they say I need to do, I will achieve what they say is accomplishable. It's achievable. And I you know, doing the 5. I didn't know anybody in the business, never been in insurance, and just gone and did the work. And what happens is, I've given the analogy of the horse race before, but for those that haven't heard it, in a horse race, you hear a horse wins by a nose, fraction of a second, a hundredth of a second. It doesn't just win a fraction more in prize money, it wins 100 times more in prize money. That small difference, and if we're looking at, you know, 7 presentations in a week, it's so small, it's so easy to do, and it's also easy not to do. And it's this concept of the slight edge. Our habits compounded over time create exponential change in life, both good and bad. If we're utilizing habits that are good habits, like the 21 presentations a week is a good habit, that multiplied out over weeks, months, and years makes a massive difference in terms of the results that you get from the effort that you put forward. In a single week, to do 13 versus 20 presentations, it's pretty easy to see how you could fall one side or the other. You know, it's not a monumental difference between 13 and 20. The difference really usually comes down to our attitude, whether we're getting emotionally frustrated and quitting early, our discipline, you know, choosing something that's comfortable right now, but not really beneficial for us in the long term. These little choices that we make every single week add up. They add up and they show up not the day after. The consequences of those choices are long-term consequences. But if you can get in the habit of doing it and taking pride in doing what you said that you're going to do and being a person that has integrity, your honor is more important than your feelings in the moment. When your honor means more to you than that momentary feeling of succumbing to the instant gratification, you are now choosing to live life on a longer-term scale, and you're going to reap the benefits eventually. But this is what I was told that was the key to being successful in this business, is go out and say hello to people, meet people with a positive attitude, and do the work. The differences in results are massive. The differences in effort are minor. It's not a big difference to go and make the choice to do that extra little bit. But when you look at it and you made that choice 1 week, 50 weeks, 100 weeks, 200 weeks, 300 weeks, when you make that choice over and over and over again, you see a massive difference in the life that you get to live, because you are choosing the traits that all successful people say lead to more choice, more comfort, more freedom. Being disciplined, having a good attitude, working hard, These are all things that we have the control, we have control over, and if we exercise control over those things, when life deals us the unpredictables, we feel sure and confident in ourselves that we'll get through it, because we're all going to deal with unpredictable adversities. But if we focus on the characteristics that we have control over, that we know lead to being successful, we will temper ourselves against those momentary adversities, and we will have more times of prosperity and peace than we do of difficulty and struggle. So those are my thoughts, Jerry. I'll send it back to you.
Your thoughts are spot on. Well thought out, and you had no clue that I was going to call on you and what I was going to ask you to give you your thoughts. So you really have lifted to a level of excellence in leadership, because you share your wisdom, and because you lead by example, and you put those two together, that's what great leadership is all about. It's not just a title. It's not just equity ownership. All that comes with great leadership within our business family. But it's really taking on the responsibility of leading by example, by the type of person that we are. And you certainly exemplify excellence in leadership, your integrity, your principle, your honor, and you continually practice that. And you add to that respect of other people. It's a win-win combination. Well said, very much appreciated. I'm going to ask Ruth to share her thoughts. Ruth, can you hear me? Ruthie?
Yes, here I am.
Okay. Let me make sure we're communicating. Ruth, I'm going to read something to you. It's a continuation of what we're talking about. It says this: when each of us begins to meet our commitment of 5 presentations every day, our amazing brain begins releasing good-feeling chemicals that makes us feel quite good when we've accomplished the 5 that we set out to accomplish for that day. For some, the following is a reaffirmation. Many of you know some of these chemicals. We've talked about it many times. But for some of us, this is new and enlightening and important and very useful. Again, it's our brain working in support of us. Remember, at the beginning, our brain was designed to protect us from a saber-toothed tiger or a lion hiding in the weeds so we could survive. Today, our brain is really designed to really support us if we take advantage of that. What am I talking about, and how does this relate to your wisdom and your thoughts and your success? The very talented and extraordinary person, Ruth Wong. Ruth?
Oh, I feel so humbled, especially coming after our, as you said, great leader that exemplifies the very words. I can say our human brain is an amazing thing, just like Betty was saying. But I am going back to what Tony Robbins said in the audio that you put out about a month and a half ago, where the true essence of happiness is in growth. And so it is impossible for me to think that anybody would not want to grow. I just don't really, it doesn't resonate with me. But when we start to think, when we're just little, you know, we've got James, and James is 6 years old now, we have to help formulate his thinking. He is just a little person who needs a lot of guidance. And we're just like that. And, you know, I'm not trying to say everybody's like a little child. But if we can humble ourselves, like Kristen was talking about when he started with the company, and he said, look at this 50 years of experience and proven track record, I think I will just allow myself to absorb this and allow myself to take in as much as I can by being the best person I can be. And I know, and you know, that Kristen today is a different person than he was Kristen when he started. And so am I. And so is Betty, and so is Jody, and everybody. And so the essence of happiness here is that growth. And so if people see that and they see, holy cow, you know what, if I stay in this business for 20 years, there's not a thing I won't be able to buy. There's not a home I won't be able to own. There's not a car I won't be able to drive. There's no end to the, well, there is an end to the number of people that we can help. But we can help, and we can by, and we can provide an amazing life here. And so the best thing we can do is get off our little cushions and make that commitment of excellence to ourselves and just keep growing and growing and growing and growing and doing our best. And the very best is to do 21 presentations in a week. And the very best thing to do is to try every day to get those presentations into the very best of your ability, whatever that is. And you are the only person that knows this. Just because there's leaders out here, we are the captain of our own ships. And all the people that have started with the insight to create a business for themselves here, it doesn't happen if you don't do it. The action has to come from the person whose business this is. And so the best we can do is humble ourselves and be pliable enough and try to have the mindset of growth. And growth is abundance, and that is limitless. There is no limit to the amount of money that's out there that you can have in this world, except by what we think. And so the best thing we can do is be happy about that, and be happy every day. Just me, yeah, I feel terrific, I'm happy, right? Because that is the important thing. But all of that has to come with the action that goes along with it. And that changes our minds and changes our habits and changes who we are, and it helps us to grow. I'll pass it back to you.
Thank you, Ruth. Thank you for your comments. Most importantly, just thank you for what you stand for. All these years, you've just been so solid in integrity, principle, honor, respect, professionalism, and taking care of other people. Wow. And you've been doing this on such a consistent basis while you perform as a field professional. I just think that says and speaks volumes. And I'm so impressed and so pleased and so proud. I want to see if Jack. Jack, are you, I know you've got COVID. If you're not comfortable in talking, let me know. Would you be able to say a few words? Are you up to it? Jack?
Yeah, I'll just keep it tight.
Okay, thank you, Jack. We're so sorry you've got COVID. It's not a fun thing because it just knocks people down to the ground, but you're in good shape, and I know you bounce back so quickly. Jack, we're going to talk about a few of these chemicals that are in our brain that came with birth. It's just part of what we are as Homo sapiens. One of them is the chemical called dopamine, and the reason I wanted you to start on this, Jack, is because you introduced us to the meditations of Marcus Aurelius, one of the greatest five of the five Roman emperors. And we've used many of their thoughts so many times, and I listen to them quite often on YouTube. Because it's so amazing, Jack, and you relate to this, that he has meditations that he had wrote to himself because he wanted to learn how to be a better person, survived over 2,000 years, and now we have copies of it. And it's just amazing that the problems he had are the problems we have today, getting along, making sure we understand, trying to work with people. I mean, it's just stunning that those words are 2,000 years old and are so applicable to today. So, Jack, I'm going to talk about dopamine. And just give me your thoughts, Jack. It says, this is the chemical that's released by your brain, in your brain, which makes you feel very good, like the feeling of pride, the feeling of pleasure, these type of feelings. When you have accomplished a task or you've accomplished a commitment that you intentionally set out to do. For example, just an example, when you finish the five presentations, you feel good. You've done what you set out to do. This increases in levels, Jack, when you have accomplished any long-term task, as you, for example, making 20 presentations for the week, you feel just, wow, I did it. Those reactions from your thoughts, the multi-talented and terrific guy, young man that's going great places in this company, Jack.
Sure. So trying to keep things tight as possible. When I think about dopamine, it ties into what, you know, Ruth had mentioned and relating back to the Tony Robbins quote where, you know, happiness, success is progress, right? You find joy not in reaching an end destination, but more in reaching a milestone. Because if you ever reach a point where you no longer have something to work for, that's the end. All that's left after is decay. All that's left after is loss. Because if there's nothing more to gain, keeping something exactly the same as time continues, time wears things down. So grow faster than time, and you'll have that sense of pride, that sense of joy, and the sense of accomplishment. The only things that last throughout time are learnings. Like you mentioned, Marcus Aurelius, 2,000 years, and that message is still there. It's in print. It's in writing, and something that has been valued and transferred from generation to generation since nearly the origin of us tracking time to begin with. So, or tracking our years. So, to identify that and to know that there's a sense of accomplishment and pride, you want to document it. You want to remember what it is that's been done. And you want to make sure that that is a lesson that people can learn after you, because if you can help the people that come after find success faster than you found it, that is the essence of leadership. And that's really, you know, I was thinking about it just as you mentioned Marcus Aurelius. It wasn't necessarily directly in line with dopamine, but you look at what we have here, and I know I've been talking with a vet, one of our new agents, as to, like, the track. And it's a system that's in writing that is transferable from person to person, year after year, generation to generation, and that's why this is successful. And that's why people like you, Paul, Greg, Fred, the senior leadership, can have such a sense of pride knowing that the lessons you've learned are able to be transferred through the business in a repeatable, reliable way, as Jody mentioned, with following the system. And there is a sense of pride and accomplishment for anyone who does it and starts to see it working for themselves. So I will keep things tight. I can feel my voice getting worse as I continue to talk, so I'll throw it back to you.
Well, feel better, my friend. Feel better. Just rest, drink a lot of liquids, and just do what you got to do to get your health back. Because you know what it takes to maintain good health, and sometimes we all get hit with something, and it's just, you did it, and you got it, and you'll bounce back. I know you'll have a speedy, speedy recovery. I'm going to have another senior partner, Joel Bunch, who we're all so proud of. He's been going 14 years now. And he was just a nice, young, good-looking guy when he started, and now he's getting a little older, but he's still a good-looking guy. He's just a little older, but he's got two magnificent, gorgeous, three for him. They got the new baby. Three beautiful angels, a magnificent wife, a beautiful family. Who could ask for anything more, as the song goes? So, Joel, we're so very proud of you. You're a senior partner, which means you're an equity owner. First of all, Joel, can you hear me, my friend?
I can hear you, Jerry.
Dopamine, we just talked about, it happens to us when we accomplish something. Serotonin, which we're going to have your give us your thoughts on, is when we're relating and working with other people. That same good feeling happens. It says this, Joel. Serotonin is released when you feel pride in what you're doing and then you know it's right for and with other people. Also, when you have the feeling of being with the right people, doing the right things, such as, use our example, Benco Landmark today, you feel that they are there for you and have your back as you practice integrity, principle, honor, and respect, as they practice integrity, principle, honor, and respect. Give me your thoughts on the power of working with other people and the enjoyment of having that chemical in our brain we've had for eons. Serotonin. Your thoughts on those thoughts, the multi-talented senior partner, Joel Bunch.
Oh, well, you know what? You become what you hang around with. And here's a fun little thought. As a leader, if you teach and train people the right way, then you are not only going to help someone else's business and help someone else grow, help someone else build something for themselves and the family, but you're going to create an environment of success that you get to hang around with. So you will literally help create the environment that will help you grow. I'm going to give a shout out to our London office here. And it's not
this is not to diminish anybody else in the company, just I really, really appreciate how our London office has an environment of stick to the system, work together, help each other out, because when I'm not feeling tip-top, I get the same quality back. I get the same quality. So I'm going to use Sylvia. She's my partner here in London, doing a phenomenal job. And I know she's not on the call at the moment. She's away on a trip, but give a shout-out to her anyway, because when I trained her right. She worked with John as well, and John trained her right. And now, if I go on vacation and I feel rusty, I can go out with Sylvia, and I know that I'm going to gain the exact same quality back. She's been here 8 years and done her own. She built her own thing. She's doing phenomenally well. And when you always do the right thing, you mentioned integrity, principle, and honor. When you do the right thing, you always get the right thing back. And it's not just, I'm not saying that you do it for that purpose, but it's just a foregone conclusion that you're going to reap what you sow. And yeah, you talk about the serotonin. It feels so incredibly good when you watch someone hit their goals, hit their accomplishments. And you had something to do with it. When you are able to lead and guide other people, I remember my very first person having a great week in the business that I trained, and I remember thinking it's almost kind of like that feeling of my baby's growing up. And I'll be honest, I didn't have a kid at that time, but I had an idea of what it might be. And now that I've got kids, you see the different milestones and the goals, and it is very, very similar. I'm going to throw another shout out here, just because I can. Betty Hamilton on Saturday needed $2,800 in business to hit her quarter. And she had gone on vacation, so she had a shorter quarter. She had quite a few different family obligations. Her husband had another accident, a bunch of different things happening, and she stuck with it. And on Saturday, she wrote just shy of 12 grand in business to make sure she hit her quarter. So I want to give a huge shout out to Betty, pushing through, persevering, and that was almost as good as seeing the Maple Leafs win 7-0 on Saturday. Almost as good, Betty. So big shout out to Betty. Throw it back to you, Jerry.
You know, try a little harder to be a sportsman. I'm just kidding here, an educated sportsman. Well said, Joel. We're very proud of you. We're proud of the fact that you care so deeply, not only of the love of your family, which is so very important, of course, and it's everything, but the love of other people that you care. The word love, don't get, is a deep feeling of appreciation, respect, and honor. And in fact, speaking of love, that's the next topic we're going to talk about, oxytocin, which is actually called the love chemical. It's part of that, but it's even deeper than that. And I'm saving something for Dorota because she did over 4,000 this week, and I want to call on her. And I may even call on Sav if he's on the call. I can't tell, but I want to call. If you're on the call, Sav, listen, I see you on. I'm going to call on you, so you guys stay tuned. But I'm going to have John O'Keefe, senior partner, a guy who definitely has love in his middle name, which is caring, compassion, and understanding, and integrity of relationships. And it's called the oxytocin, one of the main important chemicals that our brain, that we have. It's just part of our lives. It says this, John, oxytocin is released when your brain, when you give your time and your energy, and Joel just explained it, and your service to and with and for other people. Example, your feelings, your understanding of how valuable you and your services are to the other people we do business with, the self-employed and their families, your brain also releases serotonin, as well as releasing it when you're working with people, as well as releasing it when you're working with the people that you love. Even though it's referred as the love chemical, it is much deeper than that, but it's a good description, John, of taking care of people. And since we are all leaders, this is a leadership call. How important is understanding the value of what we do with, to, for, not only our other people, but our clients and our clients and other people simultaneously. Your reaction to those words, the multi-talented senior partner of 30-plus years, John O'Keefe.
And, you know, providing a service, that's really the essence of our business. And the fact that when we provide a service, our body is rewarding us with this chemical oxytocin. It means that when we feel good about ourselves and our others, the people that we're around feel good about themselves, others, because what we give, we receive back. And by providing that service and having confidence in the product that we provide, and getting rewarded for that by the respect of the people we work with, but also the feeling good, that it increases our level of confidence, it increases our self-worth, and not only that, it increases our success, because being your best self always and working with other people and providing that service, not only as we train people and have people in the vehicle with us and we go through all the different levels of training and leading by example, showing them the system, validating the system, when those people start having success as well, you know, that just adds to our success. It adds to our level of confidence. It adds to everything that we are about in this business, is helping people to be in business for themselves but never by themselves. And the fact that we can feel good about that chemically, but not only that, professionally, because we're constantly trying to be our best self. We're constantly trying to lead by example. We're, you know, there's so many aspects to doing. Yeah, Ruth just texted me oxy. I got that wrong. But anyway, you know, when you have belief in the product, belief in the system, we develop positive habits, we develop a positive attitude by reading constantly, by exercising and building our health, by having a strong work ethic. But not only that, what goes hand in hand with providing that service is having empathy for the people that we work with, empathy for the people, for the service that we provide, and then it just builds. It builds into those relationships. It builds into our level of confidence. It builds into our success. So, and if it works, we do it again. It all comes down to building those habits, like we talked about in the first place. That habit of doing the proper number of presentations in a day, and when we develop that habit, everything else falls into place. Back to you, Jerry.
Oxytocin. Think of your toe and think of an ox. Oxytocin. Oxytocin. It's an interesting conversation we're having, because we inherited these marvelous chemicals that were really designed for self-preservation, and now we use them, if we can concentrate and understand what's going on, for helping us become our better selves, to become our best self, if that's humanly possible. But if striving to be your best self, you really become your better self. And that's been going on since Aristotle talked about it 2,000 years ago, and he said, by observation I see that your excellence is not an act, it is a habit. And your best self is your excellence. Wow! And that was 2,000 years ago, so this has been going around a long time, but very few really talk about it. Will said, John, because you talk from the heart. And anybody that leads from the heart always leads well, because you care about your people. The book that was written by Simon Sinek, Why Leaders Eat Last. Beautiful book. It's moving. Why Leaders Eat Last. It's a terrific book, because he worked so long for so many years with the military services international. Well said. Very much appreciated. I'm going to have Fred Flaxman. Fred, can you hear me, sir? Mr. Flaxman, are you awake, sir?
I am awake.
Okay. I was going to have somebody call him and wake him. Fred, of course you're awake. And Fred, I'm going to have you talk about endorphins, because we talk about
all the time about staying in shape, getting our body, mind set, heart set, body set, and soul set in harmony. That's from our good friend Robin Sharma, but we talk about it all the time. You've got one son who's a doctor, and you've got another son who's an excellent coach, and they're both doing brilliantly well because of your leadership, because of being a dad, and you set such a marvelous base of excellence performing to be the best self. So I want to talk about endorphins, and I'd like your thoughts on it. But it says this. The endorphins our brain releases are to help reduce pain, especially when you're exercising, so you can keep your body in good physical condition. This is so important. So important, because your body needs to be taken care of to meet the daily challenges for you to accomplish your short and long-term visions, dreams, and goals. To be highly successful, you must embrace eating healthy, exercise a minimum of 3 times weekly, and break a sweat. Just break a little sweat. It will be one of your greatest habits that will stay with you for life. It's that important. Why have I put so much emphasis on the power of endorphins? Your thoughts, Mr. Fred Black?
I've always focused on eating well and staying fit. I love working out, but it's not easy. It's something that requires a lot of repetition. It says right at the end of this segment that you wrote, it will become one of the greatest habits that will stay with you for your whole life. And we talk a lot about habits, but the reality is every situation in life is temporary, no matter how bleak it may seem at the moment. And you know, we're coming up to New Year's Eve, and a lot of people are going to take a look in the mirror and want to make some changes, and they'll make an idea of what they want to change in their life. And the reality is that all they have to do is change their habits. You know, if you want to lose weight, just change your habits. You know, I said a little while ago something I read, and I don't know where I read it, but genius is more about habits than it is about genetics. And really, Tom Bailey, in that segment that you sent out, talked about the talent myth. Your talent's not preordained by your DNA, but more about by your habits. So I think, you know, the fear a lot of people have is creating a new habit, because it's change, and people fear change. So if you want to eat well, if you want to be go to the gym every day and work out every day, you've got to change the habits that will do it. Robin Sharma talks about ritualization. I love that term, ritualization. It's really what I think I get. I get up early, 2 in the morning, and work out. And I eat, for breakfast usually I have just porridge. So it's all ritualized in what I do. So I think the real, you know, it is so important to be healthy for all reasons of your life, including your success, including your ability to be a service to other people. If you're not healthy, you can't get out there and do what makes you feel good, which is being a service to other people. It's because your energy is low, you have slow self-confidence, you've just simply got to change the habits. That's the key to this, and change those habits so that you can. One of the first habits you have to change is that habit of wanting to consistently get better, better at your working out, better at your diet. For me, it really all comes down to habit, and anybody can start working out. Anybody can start eating well. Just create that habit of doing it every single day. And the great thing is, you can always read a book about it, or you can talk to somebody else about it, or you can get an athletic trainer, or there's so many options that are opposite of sitting down and eating a bowl full of potato chips and drinking a large glass of soda, you know, or watching TV all day. It's just a matter of creating the habits, and the habits will create an awareness in your body when you're not doing what you need to be doing. I'll kick it back to you, Jerry.
Thank you, Fred. You know, we've talked about it so long, and you've been around for 30-plus years, as John, as many of us have, about the importance of taking care of yourself. There's a simple, powerful, profound statement. A healthy person has many dreams, goals, and aspirations. A person who's not healthy only has one. And you know what that is, to get well. It's just that profound. And that's why we have that responsibility to take care of this beautiful body that we were given at birth. And not always, it doesn't always function the way we'd like it to, but when you work at being healthy, you got a pretty good odds that you'll get the right cure from medical people to help you get back on track. Well said, Fred. And I'm very proud of all the things you continually strive to reach the level of excellence that you have you've already reached. I'm going to have Dorota. Dorota's a new member of our team. Dorota, can you hear me, first of all? Are you on the call? I see
yes,
your name.
I'm sorry.
Dorota, I'm going to read something to you, and I just like your thoughts because you're a new member. You're going through all the new emotions of starting a professional career. And I'd like your thoughts on what I'm going to ask you because it's really important, so I'm going to read it to you and just give me your reaction and your thoughts. Cortisol. Cortisol is something in our brain that is released, it's mostly misunderstood by most people. It was according to science to protect us when we're talking half millions of eons ago, to protect us from being attacked by a saber-tooth tiger or lion hiding in the weeds. It was called the fight or flee or the fight or flight chemical for many, many years. Today it's understood a lot more. That it still can be wisely used to help our body respond to stress, and it goes hand in glove with realizing that our courage is never the absence of our fear. Our courage is our actions in spite of our fears. You notice I used the word despite. It means in spite, but I like in spite better. I have no idea why you know grammar that kept hitting me with despite instead of in spite. Forgive me. Cortisol helps with the action to do what you need to do and how you may feel about doing it. This is about having the courage to make a call, whether you're in the mood or not in the mood. Sorry, I got so excited, I'm reading that off my face. To assume the sale, to close on emotion, to stick with each prospect for a minimum of 5 closes, and refusing to take rejections personally. It is now understood that doing what you need to do when it needs to be done is your mark of excellence that triggers all the other chemicals. Now, this is all new. It may be new for you, Dorota, so I just like your opinion on what those words mean to you as a new member. And by the way, special congratulations to almost 4,400 in business this week as a new member of our team. Dorota.
Cortisol, stress, we all have it, and we all have to work through it. For me, knowing the system is the most important thing that I need to know. And as long as I stick to the system, as long as I stick to what Ruth, John, and everybody in the company taught me, then I don't have to be afraid, and I don't have to be stressed out. Because I go there and I talk to them and I say my name is, and I know what's going to come next, and I know what's going to come next. So I don't have to worry anymore about what they're going to think of me or what's going to happen. The worst is going to happen, they're going to say no, but they may be interested in listening to what I have to say, or they may be interested in giving me some information, or they may be interested in signing up because they see how important this program is. So as long as I show up, and as long as I stick to the system, I don't have to be scared, and I'm not scared. I love my job, and I love people that I work with, and I love the leaders that I work with, because I've got someone that I can rely on, and when I am scared, I'll just call Ruth or talk to John, and I'm better. So just follow the system, and the system works. And Merry Christmas to everyone.
Rhoda? Spot on for a new member of our team. You handled it so brilliantly well, and I am so impressed. So impressed, not just because 4,000 and you're producing business quite often now on a consistent basis, but your growth, your maturity, your professionalism, your understanding, you're going to be just splendid as time goes on and continue to grow and continue to build. I'm so very, very proud of you. I'm going to have Saab. Just Saab is a brand new member of our team. wrote 2,000, let me look at it, double check it, 2,200 this week. Sal, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
All right. Sal, I'm going to read something to you. I met you. You're a fine young man. You've got a smile. You've got a, I can tell you got passion in your heart. You're just good people. So I'm going to read this to you. It says this, Sal, and I just like your opinion. It says, your brain will serve you well if you're willing to make commitments and be emotionally committed to accomplishing whatever your commitments are, which is you, your choice. Regardless of how long or how hard the mission is, this all applies to all aspects of our lives, including our health, our happiness, our success, and our gratitude. How do you relate to those words as a new member of our team, starting the right business, starting a, launching a whole new career? How does this relate to you as a profession?
I'm a big believer in passion makes purpose. Becoming, you know, obsessed and having the need to succeed or having this obsession with something really fuels your growth. I don't think anything worthwhile is easy to do. It's often the most difficult times that give you the most worthwhile, you know, progress. So I have my little cat just arguing with it right now. But I would say that anything that you do, you would have the passion to see it through. It really builds character and just increases your overall attitude towards the entire world.
Wow. You're spot on. I like what you said. You really have a good feeling for it, and that's beautiful. Because if you can take thoughts and put them into words and then apply those words to action, you, being all of us, really lift to a higher level of being, which means we become our best selves. Now, this is not easy to do, folks. We all know this. But it's a great deal easier, as Saab just so succinctly said it, than struggling our whole lives trying to figure out where do I fit in, who am I, what am I doing with my life. Well said. Very much appreciated. I'm going to have Amy. Amy, can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, I can.
Good morning. Good morning. Hope your family's well. Hope you are well. I'm going to read something to you, Amy. I just liked your thoughts on it. We're short on time, but I want to get as many people in to share their thoughts. It says, Amy, being successful is always a little difficult at the beginning, or a lot difficult at the beginning. So I've just alluded to that. Messy in the middle, but absolutely beautiful at the end. That's from our good friend, Robin Sharma. Everyone has to learn to be successful through practice, practice, and practice. Sadly, millions want to have success without investing their time and energy to learn their skills in the beginning by practice, practice, and practice. Amy, it says this, millions continue to end up struggling mostly with themselves their entire lives only because they refuse to do what they know they need to do when it needs to be done, regardless of how they feel about it at that moment. Give me your thoughts to those thoughts, your reaction to these, from your opinion, Amy.
Yes, good morning. Success is truly starting in the mind. It's a mindset of success. And it's the habit of being filled with gratitude and thankfulness for the skills that you're learning and the people that are helping you to learn and the track itself and the company. But truly, success starts, it's a mindset of having success. And it's a mindset of gratitude and thankfulness and being willing to grow and be willing to learn and grow from your leaders and practice and role playing and success really just starts with the mind, and the mind is the most powerful tool. And choosing a career and learning and trying again and learning and trying again and growth and learning and trying again, it's all about the service that we do provide, and it's life-changing to those that we provide it to. And that truly is tremendous success when you know that you are doing everything that you can do to provide the very best to the people that we serve. And I'll throw it back to you.
You're on mute, Jerry. You're on mute.
Gee, I was saying something so good, too. I'm just saying, Amy, thank you so much for your thoughts, and I appreciate it because you lead from the heart, and you care deeply about people.
not just your family, about other people. And that's the sign of people who really do well. When you care about other people, you get that coming back to you many times. So I'd love to hear from so many people, but I want Adam to give me his synopsis, his overview of today's conversation. We're out of time. I'd love to hear from Eileen, and I would love to hear from Ahmed, and so many other people on this call, but we're out of time. But I do want to hear from Adam, senior partner for many, many years. Give me your summation of today's conversation, senior partner, Mr. Brink Adam, or affectionately known as Adam Brink.
Sure, Jerry. You know, so much of our experience, you know, we're all here. We can all list off a lot of the things that we're grateful for. We can list off a lot of the uniquenesses of this opportunity that, you know, maybe in another career, you know, we long for. We didn't have access to. This, so much of our experience is what's going on between our ears, okay? How we think about it makes it so. And this is what this discussion was, you know, from my perspective, is there are going to be adversities. It's a given. It's part of the game. How are you going to think about it? Is it going to be something that makes you feel strong when you, you know, overcome it? Is it going to be something that keeps you paralyzed in your seat? When adversities do happen, how are you going to think about it? Is it the end of the world? Is it something that you have the ability to overcome? Is it something you want to hide? Do we want to share? Am I going to ask for help? Am I going to, you know, go it alone? So much of our experience is based on that narrative, those voices that are going on in our head. And I think that that is this, you know, window to the soul. It's the window to our better self, whatever we want to call it. That narrative, that conversation that goes on in our brain needs to be an active process that we practice getting better at, that we're committed to improving, that we read. Our ideas are just ours, so we need to influence those ideas with people that have experiences and have achievements that are the ones that we want and that we're chasing. And it's somebody who has gone the path before us is a gift. It really, truly is a gift. And to hear people like Dorota talking about what the system has done for her is tremendously important for all new people to understand. That's this time portal to confidence. It's a time portal to competence. It's a time portal to having your attitudes and your thoughts validated. And that's what we're here for. Nobody has the endurance to do something forever that they're not good at. We're here to progress and succeed and put ourselves in a position where the probabilities of us growing are better. And that's what this opportunity really allows for. As long as we understand you're going to get the adversities, make sure you fortify and temper that attitude, temper that mindset, so that when times do happen that are, you know, adverse, you have a seasoned habit of forcing your mind to go to the places that are positive and constructive rather than destructive. And that's what the culture of this business really is being reflected back in this call, I think, today. So that's what I heard, Jerry. I'll keep it tight. Back to you.
Thank you, Adam, and thank you all, ladies and gentlemen. It was an interesting call because it was an interesting subject. Because we are so capable of doing so much with our lives, and not just for ourselves, but those we love, those we care about, and we go into leadership, those men and women who also need the support that we can give. And it's much more than just earning a great deal of money. It's much more than earning a lot of renewals. That's all there. That's part of it. It's growing to that level of excellence where you not only appreciate what you can do to help other people, but what you can do to help yourself. Have that magnificent life. And when you wake up every day, Ruth alluded to it, I feel happy, I feel healthy, I feel terrific, and thank you. I feel happy, I feel healthy, I feel terrific, and thank you. And Gonzo, I just saw you pop up. I want to thank you so much for all you've done, for the caring and leadership and professionalism and wisdom that you've shared with all of us. You're an example of what life can bring you and how tough you have to be sometimes to overcome vicissitudes, setbacks, problems, health or physical or emotional. And you've done it so brilliantly well. So we're proud of you. We know you're coming out of COVID. And again, I want to thank you so much Gonzo, for over $4,000 in business this week. I know you're over, Kovic, but you're still exhausted, or as we say, you're just pooped out and you're tired, but you're still doing the job. Gonzo, we're proud of you. Take care, everyone. Look forward to being with you on Wednesday. I won't be here, but Greg will handle the call, and John. And John, I think, John, am I correct? Are you going to yodel on Wednesday, or was that just a rumor?
No, oh, I am. I am.
Yeah, right. Now you know I'm going to be gone. No, I'm just kidding. Have a beautiful day. Love to your families. Enjoy the day, and thank you for your effort. Your effort means a lot. It always results in results. Take care. Ciao for now.
Goodbye.